Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
The Chiefs are down 25-23 at 3 seconds to go in the game. It's the Bengals and the Chiefs. Why would you think it would be anything different than this? A 51-yarder officially to try to win it by Butker. 25-23 Cincinnati. Placement is down. Butker's kick. Leg through. It is high enough, and it is good! Kansas City! Harrison Butker, another clutch kick against the Bengals. And the Chiefs win it at the buzzer, 26-25. And the Chiefs go to 2-0 on the year.
Mitch Holthus on the call right here on 96.5 The Fan. Of course, the game-winning kick from Harrison Butker, Mr. Automatic. I mean, nobody even was questioning. The minute that kick was about to happen, I think we all would have been more stunned than anything if it didn't go in. That's such a luxury in the NFL to have.
Yeah,
that
I'd
we
say
expect
so.
Those. 51, 53, or maybe it's going to be a 57. It doesn't matter.
Were you sweating the kick very much?
No. No, it was the 4th and 16 I was sweating, you know? We're going to talk all about that. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. It's good to be here on a Victory Monday. Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, and our producer, Drew Nixon. Video stream is up as well. Drew's wearing a Joe Burrow jersey today, the day after a loss from his team.
Yeah, supporting his guys.
He definitely is, and he'll support him even more now with a bleach blonde haircut coming up at some point later this week. I have a phone number of a downtown salon, a nice couple that owns a salon. They volunteered to come in studio at some point this week and dye your hair blonde and get you the Burrow cut and everything.
In studio, so we need somebody to run the board for just a brief period of time?
That's right. So that's going to happen, I think, this week. I need to reach out and confirm some things. But yes, it was a great NFL Sunday, and let's be honest, the Chiefs are just inevitable at this point, are they not? They had no business winning. Three turnovers, a swinging door at left tackle at times with the rookie Kingsley Suamataia getting benched. They didn't even have 300 yards of offense. Patrick Mahomes for a full game in his career, that was the lowest passing yards. He had another where he didn't play a full game and had a little bit less. But that was basically the lowest passing total in the Mahomes era. They, of course, get the 4th and 16 conversion via a clear defensive pass interference that set up ultimately the kick that you just heard, but yet they found a way to win. I know it's very cliche, Cody, to be like, well, great teams find ways to win, but that is what happened yesterday. It is cliche, but it happened.
Yes, they shouldn't have won that game. They played a bad game. They were down on turnovers by -2. We can point out these stats a million times. I always have to look them up again. If you were -3 in the turnover differential, which they were at one point in that game, you lose the game 90.7% of the time. If you were -2 in the turnover differential, you lose the game 83% of the time in the NFL. So just putting the win. Now, look, do I think the Chiefs win probability when -2 in the turnovers is 17%? I do not, because they're the Kansas City Chiefs. And even against a team that you and I weren't writing off as dead just because they lost an embarrassing game to the Patriots, we knew that they typically are tough on the Chiefs. The Chiefs, here's the thing. This entire game was a lot about what they did for the first three quarters. Patrick Mahomes not seeing an underneath linebacker and making the mistake. Penalties and Kingsley Suamataia getting his ass kicked. And like some things that they absolutely did wrong and couldn't move the ball outside of those first few drives. But at the end, I think the thing that we missed before we talk about, I'm sure, the defensive pass interference call, which outside of Kansas City, we're going to sound like homers, I guess, in saying that you're not allowed to run into the back of a wide receiver while he attempts to make a catch. The Bengals should be getting far more grief for shooting themselves in the foot. They got the ball back. Joe Burrow immediately fumbles it. The next drive fumbles it with a chance to go up 2 scores, return for a touchdown. And then when they had a chance to ice the game, as in just get a second first down, get a third first down, what'd they do? They punted the ball. Back to Patrick Mahomes with 2.5 minutes to play. A generally bad thing to happen to your team if you're trying to win the game. They had plenty of chances. And then, in the most critical moment, committed a pass interference penalty on Rashee Rice when the game was over. So they shot themselves in the foot too. That's why the Chiefs get to win instead.
Right. Look, Burrow, if you just box score watch and everything, yeah, Joe Burrow had the more impressive numbers overall, had the better day, but you did lay out there was multiple chances in the fourth quarter where they got the ball and a chance to kind of put the Chiefs away. They were not able to do it. Burrow, the biggest play of the game was a mistake by Joe Burrow. And so that ultimately was a huge deciding factor. The Jamari Connor sack, and then, of course, the Jamari Connor forced fumble by Mike Dana. That's picked up by him for a touchdown. So it's weird because if you didn't watch the game and you box score watch, like, Joe Burrow, of course, had a more impressive day. But the most impactful plays of the game was a mistake by Joe Burrow that led to a touchdown directly. Three turnover. You lose the turnover margin, but you actually got a touchdown directly off of said turnover. Yes. And that's the difference in the game. Why the Chiefs ultimately win. Why the Chiefs are sitting here at 2-0 in a great spot. We'll talk about some of the concerns that we have, including, unfortunately, the Pacheco injury here in the next couple of minutes. We'll get there. You'll hear what Ian Rappaport is now saying. It doesn't look good for Pacheco and how do the Chiefs move forward. Plus, we'll talk about Kingsley. There's some of the reality of, hey, there's some issues here. No, they're not a perfect team. But to get to week three, knowing that they have some mistakes that continue to come up, knowing that Mahomes did not play all that well, and yet you've beaten, let's not forget when the schedule came out, we were like, man, that's a pretty tough 1-2. I know they're at home, but tough 1-2. You beat Baltimore, you beat Cincy, they're both 0-2. They both are your challengers to go with Buffalo and Houston in the AFC. And now, really, it's just Buffalo and Houston that you're battling for the number one seed with. That's it. It's those two teams. It's Buffalo
and
Houston.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably accurate.
Anybody, nobody else, Cody. It's Buffalo and Houston.
I mean, 0-2 teams historically, which I'm sure we'll get into later in the week, they only make the postseason 9.3% of the time. 40 out of the last 420 NFL teams since the merger in 1970 have made the postseason after starting 0-2. So pretty low rate, like one a year, roughly, actually less than that. One a year or one every year and a half managed to do it. So yes, for the one seed conversation, which we talked about going into it, if you beat Cincinnati, you eliminate them from that conversation, and they don't get to be a part of the number one seed chat anymore.
The one thing also going into the game, we talked about on Friday, it felt different because this was a September game, also just how Cincy looked against New England. But now we know more than ever, it clearly doesn't matter that these two teams, every single game really is going to be
a dogfight battle.
A dogfight and go down the wire. Thought this one could have been different. It wasn't. It was the same thing, right? Two teams that went down to the final play, literally, and this one a kick. But usually the final possession, another margin of victory by 3 points or less. This one was by 1 point. I mean, it literally doesn't get any closer.
On a last second field goal.
Yeah. I mean, it's remarkable how close these games continue to be, even though this time around it was in the month of September. So the same story.
Yeah. No, I would say, again, it just feels like this is what happens with really good football teams. But also, this is what highly competitive games against teams who have been highly competitive looks like. I don't think it's an accident that the Chiefs have won 8 straight games. And you might be like, wow, 8 straight? That's in any season, in any over 2 seasons. I don't care how you spread it out. That's an impressive feat. But when you factor in addition to that, that it is 4 of those wins had to come against playoff teams. And some of the more difficult playoff teams that we would agree, including Baltimore and Cincinnati, who they just beat again. So 2 wins each against Baltimore and Cincinnati, a win against the 49ers in the playoffs, a win against Miami. Like, when you start stacking up their wins over this most recent stretch, they've beaten pretty much every good team in the league. They beat the Bills again, every good team in the league. They've managed to knock out on their way to a Super Bowl and now a 2-0 start over the course of this. And so they are the best team in the league for a reason. And in a game yesterday that I would say 99% of the time, they have no business winning. None. You had no offense. Your defense got picked on a little bit. You turned the ball over a bunch. I mean, and how many games do you win that you turn it over 3 times in general? Let alone what the ratio is. You can't turn the ball over 3 times and win, and yet, they did.
You make just one more play. And in this case, the only reason why it ended up being okay to lose the turnover margin was because the one turnover you got there resulted in a touchdown directly from Jamari Connor. And that's what was so massive. You guys can interact with us throughout the show. How are you feeling on a Monday after beating Cincinnati? 913-586-7965. I see a lot of you have already greeted Drew this morning.
Uh-huh.
I think Drew has responded.
A lot of people asking for Drew to be on camera on the YouTube and Twitch channel.
We should put Drew on camera. But also, I mean, Drew has already responded to 8 texts going back with people. It's been, and we're only 10 minutes into the show.
A lot of people are saying a good game.
They are.
It was a very good game.
It was a good game.
As you would expect.
It was a very good game. Yeah. Drew, the vibes were good at Arrowhead. I know you were worried about that. The vibes were, I can promise you, they were very, very good.
Yeah, I was not there, but the vibes seemed to be great. It sounded great from TV. It sounded like it was a very intense game. Had fans on their toes a little bit. Yeah, it was good.
We'll get to some of the Bengals' antics in the locker room, including their star player hurting their team late. Who could have predicted that? And the consequences for you here in about 20 minutes or so.
There's a couple.
The only thing that...
Not a tattoo, though, now.
Yeah, the tattoo, you luckily got out of that on Friday. We'll get
credit
there.
To Barber for that.
Sean Barber's
wife.
Saved you on that.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
One.